If I could take the liberty, I want to say good morning to two of our parishioners that I know are listening in, Jim and Rhea Furrier, and to let them know that they have our prayers as a congregation. Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is entitled Naso, which means lift up. And it covers Numbers chapter 4, verse 23 through chapter 7, verse 89. This parasha gives us several subjects to look at. However, we will only be focusing on the priest and the transportation of the tabernacle and its contents. Now, only males from the tribe of Levi were permitted to hold priestly office. The Israeli priesthood consists of two orders or divisions, the priest and the Levites. Now, while the term Levite may refer to the entire Hebrew priesthood, technically, priests were only descendants of Aaron. One from among the Aaronic lineage was chosen and ordained high priest for life. But specifically, Levites are non-Aaronic descendants of Levi who function in the service of the sanctuary in subordinate roles. Three clans or subdivisions of Levites are recognized in the Old Testament, taking their names from the three sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merariah. The service of moving the tabernacle was given to the Levites who were not priests. They were divided into three groups, the Gershonites, the Kohathites, and the Merarites, and were given their assignments as to what part of the sanctuary or tabernacle they were to move. The ages of all the workers were between 30 and 50 years. This meant that they will be mature and physically strong to do the work. The descendants of Kohath camped on the south side of the tabernacle and had 7,500 men in service to Adonai, and they were responsible for moving the tabernacle furniture, the ark, the table of showbread, the candlestick, the golden altar of incense, the vessels of the sanctuary, and the curtain that formed a visibly beautiful ceiling, inter-ceiling. The Kohathites carried the furnishings only after they had been covered by Aaron and his sons. If the Kohathite looked upon any of the holy things uncovered, they would die. Not only were the Kohathites not to see the furniture uncovered, but they were not even to touch it. Now, of course, they would touch the poles that were put into the rings of some of the furniture for carrying it. But other than that, they were not to touch any of the sacred furniture, lest they die. Now, here we can see the deep fear and respect for the sacred, which is very different from today, where people have very little respect for holy and sacred things. Amen. The Gershonites numbered 2,630 men old enough to serve Adonai. They camped at the west end of the tabernacle, and their responsibility was to transport the three outside coverings and related equipment. For this work, they were given two carts and four oxen. Their responsibility including moving the things outside the tabernacle. The Merarites' assignments were to transport all the structural components, including sockets and pins, etc. And like the Gershonites, the Merarites' responsibilities also concern the less sacred parts of the tabernacle than did the responsibility of the Kohathites. The two living sons of Aaron Eleazar and Ithamar were given the responsibility of overseeing the moving of the tabernacle. Extended orders were given to Eleazar. He was the supervisor over the moving of the furniture of the tabernacle, and his duties also included the worship in the tabernacle. Now, more attention is given to Eleazar in his supervisory position than to Ithamar, because Eleazar was responsibilities included more sacred parts of the tabernacle than that of Ithamar. Eleazar's higher position explains why he was the son of Aaron, who succeeded Aaron as high priest when Aaron died. Now, a few thoughts in closing. God our Father has called all who are called by his name to labor in his kingdom and for his glory. Amen. Our labor is no less important than the priest of old. Our burden is to pick up our cross and follow Messiah, to die to self, to carry the blood-stained banner, to labor in the word, be light to a dark world, give ourselves completely to prayer and intercession, and to be faithful and obedient to all things our Heavenly Father has said. The Charles Spurgeon once said, and I quote, "Oh, how I wish that every member in today's church was like the laborers of old, and that every member occupied himself to that to which God has appointed him. But there are some that want to do what they cannot do, and those who do not care to do what they can do." End of quote. Brothers and sisters, let us always try to do the things that we can do for God. And let's do them in a careful, loving, and worshipful manner. Shabbat shalom.